Today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made it official. He jumped into the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Shortly after filing the paperwork for his campaign, DeSantis went live on Twitter with the CEO, Elon Musk. The kickoff started badly.
So, let's see.
So they just keep crashing, huh?
Yeah, I think we've got just a massive number of people online, so it's servers are straining somewhat.
The live chat was filled with technical glitches. DeSantis is joining a growing crowd of Republicans hoping to defeat former President Trump for the party's nomination. Two of our correspondents are here to talk about what the announcement means for next year's election. NPR's Kelsey Snell covers politics and Greg Allen covers Florida. Good to have you both here.
Hi there.
Hello.
Kelsey, the technical malfunctions eventually got resolved and DeSantis was able to speak. What did he say?
Yeah, by the time the audio was working, which took about 20 minutes, DeSantis was in the midst of a fairly traditional campaign speech where he argued his war on woke is the future. He talked about Florida's refusal to follow COVID lockdowns and claimed that the state is passing laws he called common sense.
Biden's allowed woke ideology to drive his agenda. We will never surrender to the woke mob. And we will leave woke ideology in the dustbin of history.